is that, Jambo?
What does that say for us? Kicking up
cars. You might want to roll this one now.
Yeah, we could be superstars, but I'm pretty sure our time is up. And so we fell off the spinning tops.
And we are live. What's up, it's your boy K9, and you're listening to The Kennel. Follow me on Instagram, at K9_Florida. Like, follow, share us on Spotify if you can. I really appreciate it. Today is a special episode. I got one of the GOATs on my podcast today. He is a former professional boxer and Vero Beach's very own. I got James McGirt Jr. on the podcast. What's going on?
What up, baby? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm fucking chilling. Living fucking life. Fucking life, yo.
Hell yeah. Well, before we get into anything too crazy, I just want to dedicate this podcast to Mr. Chambers. I've never got a chance to dedicate a podcast to him. I know you were close with him, and I was very close with him. We hope you're looking down on us, man. We love you. And we just want to give you a shout out and dedicate this podcast to you, if you're cool with that, James.
1,000%, yo. Hey, that was my man, yo. He was a good dude. He was a drill sergeant, but yo, like for real, he was a good dude, you know. It sucks that he had to go the way he did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Definitely.
James, love, baby.
Yeah, we love you, bro.
100%.
We love you, man. So we dedicate 100%. This podcast to you. James, you went 27-3 as a pro and went 44-4 as an amateur.
Yeah.
You like how I have them stats for you ready when you come in?
100%.
So let's get into this interview, man. James, tell me about growing up. Where did you grow up? What high school you went to? Kind of walk me through that.
Oh, man, yo, I grew up Brentwood, Long Island, New York, yo. Best place on planet Earth. I had the best childhood fucking ever, man. I grew up Buddy McGirt's son, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't realize, like, I knew who my fucking dad was, but I ain't fucking realize, yo, like, who the fuck that nigga was until I got older. You know what I'm saying? Yo, like fucking best childhood ever, man. The only thing that sucks, I mean, I knew what it is now, you know what I'm saying? Just being an athlete. I didn't realize in the beginning, you know what I mean? I see my dad a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I didn't realize the sacrifices, you know what I'm saying, that motherfucker was doing until I got older. You know what I'm saying? And then I, like, that shit ain't bothered me because I knew that nigga was following his fucking dream. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yo, best childhood ever. Ever.
Nice. So, you know, what was it like going places with your dad? You know, your dad's a boxing icon, probably the most famous trainer ever, one of the best boxers ever. Buddy McGirt Sr. I mean, you go places, people recognize you. Was that cool, you know, having people come up to you, or did you kind of get annoyed with it, or?
I never got annoyed with it, yo. It was just life. It was that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, my dad was, like, yo, he was the fucking coolest person on planet Earth, yo. Like, if we went to fights, and we had to cross the street, yo, my dad never said no to nobody, yo. Like, to cross the street, man, fucking 2 hours, 3 hours. Cause, yo, he took pictures and signed everybody's fucking autograph. And since I was a fucking little kid, like, that's what it was, man. You know what I'm saying? It was no new to me. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it was, yo. You know?
Yeah.
Like, now, being older, like, if you see famous people, I'm like, fuck, I don't care about them. Man, that's just a fucking other person, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yo, like, it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 100%, yo. And, yo, that was the illest nigga on planet Earth, yo.
Yeah, and you're not lying.
Yeah, actually, I ran into your dad at the Vero Beach Mall probably about a month ago, man. And to this day, he still remembers who I am.
Yeah.
And I went up to him and, you know, I just introduced myself again and shook his hand. And he's always taking the time to, like, you know, I don't know if he's always, you know, remembered me, but he says he does. And it makes me feel good. And he's just always been the coolest dude, like, 100%. Never been an asshole, always just been the nicest and greatest guy, and I love it. I respect him so much. Hey, I love people like that.
That's not Buddy McGirt, man. Yo, like, for real, growing up through the shit and seeing my dad versus, like, other famous people, yo, my dad was made for this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the nicest person on planet Earth, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he'll never say no. Like I said before, yo, he'll never say no. He's going to take a picture with everybody, yo. Like, I watch... Yo, Evander Holyfield turned me down for a fucking autograph.
What?
At my dad's fight. True story. Probably like 89. 87, 89. Yo, I went to go get his autograph. Me and my cousin Wesley. And yo, motherfucker said no. Yo, my uncle Danny cursed him out. Fast forward 2000, probably like 7, 6. Me, my dad, Arturo, Andre Berto, Evander, Vernon Forrest, and a couple other fighters. We were talking to the kids, and Evander came in the back, and I was like, yo, I want to ask you for your fucking autograph. And he told me no. He's, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He's, oh, man, there's like so many. I'm like, yo, my dad never would say no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when I see other people like that, I'm like, yo, you fucking asshole. Because right. All it takes is fucking 20 minutes of your day, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people spend all this fucking money to fucking come see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're never gonna fucking see two, like, famous people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, after that, yeah, I was like, yo, these niggas are assholes.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Think about how good it would feel, like, just to know that people look up to you and want to take a picture with you and want to, you know, man, recognize you. Like, that's the fuck, that's, man, pretty badass. It's
the dopest shit in the world, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, for real, it's the dopest shit in the world.
So you grew up in New York and you went to high school in New York. I remember actually having a conversation with your dad one time, and your dad told me that he thought you were going to be a basketball player instead of a boxer. So what happened with that? Did you want to be a boxer because of your dad, or did you just like boxing more?
Fuck no, yo. Like, yo, I'm not even going to fucking toot my own horn, but yo, like, my 12th grade year going into college, yo, like, I was that guy, yo. You know what I'm saying? But yo, nigga, when you get to college, yo, you gotta go to class, kid. You gotta go to class, kid. You gotta go to class, man. And in my eyes, honestly, yo, if I didn't make it to the NBA, I knew I was going overseas to play basketball. But yo, you gotta go to school, man. And 17 from New York in Florida, it wasn't happening, kid. It wasn't happening. Yo.
So you did you do all of your high school up in New York, or did you move to Vero your senior year?
No, born and raised in New York.
Okay.
I came out here after I graduated, had a scholarship to play basketball in Tampa. And then when that shit went south, yo, I was like, yo, excuse my language, but what the fuck am I gonna do with my life? I'm an athlete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost shitty because I have nothing else, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a fucking dummy. I'm an athlete, yo. And once the fucking basketball got taken away, I was like, yo, what the fuck am I going to do that I'm good at? Start boxing. My pops didn't even know.
Yeah.
Pops didn't even know, yo.
Really? You didn't even tell your dad when you...
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Didn't even tell him, yo.
So where were you training? Like, were you in a different town?
I was training in St. Pete, where I lived.
Okay, and your dad was in Vero or in Gifford with his gym?
Yeah, he was in Vero. Didn't even tell him, yo. First fight, I fought in the Sunshine State Games. I won. At 178 pounds. And I was like, yo, it was novice. And I looked at the open class. I was like, yo, them niggas is big. Like, this, yo, I got to lose this weight. And it's funny shit, because when I signed up, I didn't hit the weight requirements for 178. So they put me in heavyweight.
Oh, my.
Yo, they put me in heavyweight.
Heavyweight?
Yes, they put me in heavyweight, yo.
God dang.
Yo, I had to go running that night and that morning to fight at 178. Yes. And then once I won that, yo, I was like, yo, fuck this shit. I trained and I fought in the state championships. I won, then the regionals, then I went to nationals, yo. I was in the nationals. I was 4-0. I was fighting in the nationals.
So when did your dad find out? Like,
when I was in the nationals.
And how did he find out? Did you tell him? You told him?
Yeah, where you at? And I was like, yo, nigga, I'm in Vegas.
What was his comment or reaction to that? Oh, like, what did he basketball? Say?
I was like, nah, nigga, I'm fucking boxing.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking boxing, you know? I'm about to fucking fight in the nationals. Yeah.
Wow, and you're your dad's only son, correct?
Yeah, I got fucking...
Wow.
I got 11 sisters.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yo. Hey, yo. Yo, the funny shit, though, yo. So we get to the nationals, right? So they fucking put up the fucking board where everybody's fucking fighting. And I didn't know this shit because I just started boxing. So They have 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I didn't know what those 1, 2, 3, 4 meant. So I see James McGirt and then Ronald, I think his name was like Ronald Tillman or Ronald Ellis. And it had parentheses and it had 3. And I was like, huh, what the fuck is that 3? Yo, he was number 3 in the nation. Yeah, and that was my fucking first fight in the fucking Nationals.
Oh, man. Man,
I fucking whooped his ass, too.
Shout out.
Yeah, whooped his ass, yo.
So were these amateur fights or are these your professional fights? Amateurs. Okay.
Yeah. Whooped his ass, whooped the next kid's ass, and then I fucking, I fought Mike Martinez from, he was in the Marines. Yo, I beat this nigga, yo, but amateur scoring is fucking different, man, you know?
Yeah.
And he raised his hand, and I was like, what?
So you had 48 total amateur fights. Like how long of a time span was that? Like did you do them all in like a year? Was it a couple years?
Probably like a year and a half, yeah.
Damn, that many fights in just a year and a half?
Absolutely, because yo, you figure like once I started like after the Nationals, like nigga, like I'm nationally ranked now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think I was number 5 in the nation with fucking 6 fights. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo. The next tournament, yo, nigga, you fight Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, unless you keep winning.
Yeah.
So those fights, they pile up quick. You know? But it's fun.
Did you ever think about trying out for the Olympics, or did you?
I did, man, but I had my son. I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, Andre Durell was very good at that time. Like, I'm not going to say I couldn't beat him, but at that time, yo, Durell was fucking nice.
And he was in your weight class?
Yeah, he was 165 pounder. Durell was fucking, that's my man, but he was nice. Yeah, he won a bronze medal. Shout out to Andre. Andre, yeah, he was that guy. And that's who I fucking would have fucking, it would have been me and him.
Okay. So how long after this did you go pro? So about a year and a half after you started your amateur boxing career, about an hour or a year and a half after?
Boxing. Yep. Then I fucking turned pro.
Okay. What was your first pro fight?
2004, January 27th, I fought on a Toro Gotti Giancarlo Bronco undercard. Yeah, I fought this kid, James North. He was 2-1 with 2 knockouts. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, and your dad was close with...
Yeah, Toro. Yeah.
Arturo.
Yeah, Toro's my man. Yeah, my brother.
R.I.P.
Hey, 100%. My brother, yeah.
Okay. So when did you move to Vero?
Before I turned pro. Before I turned pro, moved there.
And your dad started training you here?
Yeah. So I trained him here.
Now, did your dad, like, was he kind of pissed that you didn't tell him that you went pro or, you know, or he was cool with everything?
He wasn't cool with it, but, I mean, what the fuck is he going to do?
Yeah.
We're here now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and obviously he wasn't too pissed if he was training you.
If I was a scrub, you know what I'm saying? If I was a scrub, yo, if I was like 20 and 30, then yeah, he'd be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But yo, nigga, like my name was out there. I was fucking nationally ranked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I can fucking do this, yo, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, all right, fuck it, nigga. Like, we're going to do it, nigga. Let's do it right, me and you.
Yeah. So how, I mean... My dad coached me in sports, obviously not at professional level or anything. And man, we butted heads. It was hard for my dad to be my coach. You know my dad. Yeah. I love my dad. I've known you, James, since I was about 11 years 100%. Old. You've known my dad about the same amount of time. Man, me and my dad would butt heads whenever he coached me or trained me in anything. It was hard for me to play under my dad. Was it hard for you or... Did you guys get along the whole time?
No, absolutely not. And the only reason why I say that it wasn't hard is because, yo, my dad's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my motherfucker, yo. You know what I'm saying? And you know, say, like, you got a person on planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's my person. You know what I'm saying? As much as we fucking argued, like, I'm not going to fucking sit here and call my dad an asshole and tell him shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we argue, it was what it was. But, yo, that's my, you know what I'm saying? Yo, nigga, that's my nigga, yo. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's like, was what it was. He was just a fucking, excuse my language, dad, but he was a fucking dick. A fucking dick, yo. Like, for real. And it was to me. And I get it, you know, now being a dad, you know, like, because I was his fucking son.
Yeah. He was harder on you than everybody else because you're nigga, his only, and not only were you his son, you're his only son.
100%, yo, he's a fucking asshole.
100%, yeah. Well, yeah, obviously he wanted the best for you. So he
Of course. He was just a fucking dick. He was a
dick, yo. I hope he listens to this, man. I love your dad. Oh, I'd love for him to listen to this.
I probably won't tell him to his face, but I'll write it down on his paper. But he was a fucking dick, and it was only to me.
Yeah.
It was only to me, yo. Like, I would watch some of his fighters. Yo, I took this personal, like, I wanted to fuck every guy he trained up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did. I wanted to fuck them all up. And yo, nigga. Why are you not telling him to do that? You tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you not telling him to keep this hand? You know what I mean? He only fucking tells me. And yo, nigga. Yo, when I first started training my dad, yo, nigga, I'm legit number 5 or 6 in the nation. Like, my shit is solidified in the fucking amateurs. When I came here to train my dad, yo, for fucking 2 months, all I could do was a jab on the back. That's it. A fucking jab. That's all they let me throw. My jab is my best punch.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, it's probably the most important punch.
That it is, but it's my best punch.
So you trained with your dad in Gifford. Your dad used to have that gym right there off of US 1 in Gifford. Yeah. It's like a famous gym, and now it's not there anymore. And every time I drive by, it's like, wow.
It's still there, yo. It's another gym now.
Really?
It is.
Somebody else is running it now?
Yeah. Not. All right, so I'm trying to think of the gym. Gus moved there.
Oh, Gus is there now. Gus the champion
is in the same spot. Same exact spot.
Wow. Yeah,
same exact spot, yo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Every time I drive by, I get chills. I think of your dad there, Mr. Chambers.
It was, yo, a lot of great times. If those walls could talk.
So let's talk about a little bit about that gym, man. Who was probably the best person you sparred inside that gym? I know there's been some big names. Tyson has trained in that gym. Riddick Big Daddy Bo is trained in that gym. Maroney from Vero trained in that gym. Who's the best you sparred in that gym?
All right. I'm trying to think of his name right now. Yo, I am very good. And this nigga beat me. Yo, he beat me up every time we sparred. Every time he sparred, I could not figure him out, yo. Damn, I'm trying to think of his name, yo. He was the middleweight champion of the world. Damn, what the fuck is his name?
It wasn't Maroney, right?
Fuck no, nigga. You crazy? Mike's my brother, but Mike knows.
I remember he was such a hard hitter. Every time I went there, he was smacking them bags.
Damn, what the fuck was his name? I'm going to have a brain fart right now, right?
It's all good.
Yo, I give him props. Because, yo, I've been in the ring with a lot of world champions. Yo, this nigga got me every fucking time, yo. It taught me a lot. Like, for real, it taught me a lot. But, yo, my nigga, I could not figure this nigga out, son.
Yeah.
I could not figure him out, yo. And, yo, nigga, I've been in camp with nigga Andre Ward fucking twice. Nigga Andre Durrell, fucking Tarver. Like, I've been in camp with some fucking, like, yo, nigga. This nigga fucking had me, son. Like, I fucking hated this nigga, yo. I fucking hated
it. Was personal.
This. Yo, nigga. Damn, yo. I'm gonna fucking... Hold on, man.
Who was the toughest guy you sparred against then? Not in that gym.
All right, so, yo. There was this kid. His name is Brandon Gonzalez.
Brandon Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yo. This nigga was a monster. Yo, me and this nigga went to fucking war. Like, yo, I was like, holy shit, yo. Like, damn, I gotta spar this nigga tomorrow. Like, this nigga was a beast, yo. But, yo, once he started losing the weight, it started getting, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say I was taking over, but I could see the let up, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the best was fucking Andre Ward. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just me and him. He sent everybody home, you know, after, like, the first day. It was just him and I. The most athletic was Andre Durrell. what I'm saying? But, yo, like, them other niggas, mad easy.
And when you would spar, would you go, like, 100%? Because I know some people say you're not supposed to go 100% when you spar, but you guys just went 100%.
Absolutely. This was, yeah. So, in my dad's gym, you get fucking, like, if you hurt him, just chill out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking try to take his fucking head off. Like, in a lot of gyms, they're fucking assholes, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They hurt you, and then they will fucking want to fucking kill you. Nah, yo. Like, if you get hurt, yo, it's part of the fucking situation. It's part of the fight. You know what I'm saying? Rock it out. You know what I'm saying? Rock that shit out. See if you can fucking weather the storm. And that's it, yo. But, yo, some gyms, them niggas gonna fucking knock your dick in the dirt.
Right.
100%, yo.
Right.
Yeah. They are not pulling nothing back, yo.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I never boxed on the level you boxed on. I have one amateur fight under my belt. But yeah. I just remember, yeah, I have one amateur fight under my belt with Dat when I was boxing at Dat's gym. I fought at the Junior Olympic in Fort Pierce. I lost on points. I lost on decision. So, but yeah. The guy I fought was, you know, pretty much a lifetime boxer. I kind of went in there with only 2-3 months experience, and it was an all right fight. But just going into that fight, I remember, like, whenever we would spar, Mr. Chambers would tell me, you know, they would kind of say, like, don't try not to go 100%. Like, if the other guy's going 100%, you go 100%. But
hey, can I call this nigga real quick?
Yeah, call him. You wanna hit a commercial break, or you wanna call him now live? Who are you calling?
What the fuck was this nigga's name? Yo, Fada.
Yo.
Yo, the middleweight you was training. The fuck was his name?
Which one, Johnny
Beck? Nah, the black guy, yo. Back in the day, the nigga that just kept fucking getting me. Older. He was WBO champion.
Lonnie
fucking Bradley. Yeah, we're doing a podcast, yo. I love you. I'll call you later.
Wait. Later.
Lonnie fucking Bradley. Yo.
Damn, we just had Buddy McGirt Sr. on the pod, too. Yo, that's awesome.
Lonnie fucking Bradley, yo.
Lonnie Bradley.
Yo, that's my nigga. Yo, he was WBO champion back in the day, like probably 93, 94, 95. Yo, this nigga kicked my ass every fucking day we sport.
Was he like a hard hitter, or was he just kind of a brawler?
Nah, nigga was smooth.
He was smooth.
He was smooth, yeah.
He was a good counter puncher.
100%. 100%, yo. 100%. Lonnie Bradley was nice.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yo, and y'all were going 100%, definitely.
Oh, 100%, nigga. There's no... Nah, niggas ain't going fucking 20.
Yeah.
Nah, you go 100%. Hey, you go 100% until you hurt him. If you hurt him, let him weather the storm and just go downstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Like, yo, some other gyms, nigga, they're going to try to knock you the fuck out.
Even as amateurs, or mostly, is that mostly a pro thing, or just everybody?
They're going to try to knock you the fuck out.
Yeah.
100%. They're going to try to knock your dick in the dirt. Okay. Believe that.
Yeah. So don't hold back, you're saying. Just go 100%.
Absolutely, yo. Absolutely. Nigga, I boxed with Erickson Lubin.
Wow.
Shout outs to Erickson. He fucking hates me, but whatever. Yo, nigga, he's not used to getting punched.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, nigga, I ain't no fucking scrub. Even though I had a long layoff, I went over there to box this nigga, and he's getting touched. I'm touching him. You know what I'm saying? So this nigga starts getting mad. Whatever. And yo, this nigga told his trainer to turn off the bell. Yo, nigga, we did like probably like a 27, 28 minute round. Yo, nigga. Yeah, yo, nigga. Thank God I was in shape.
Oh, man.
Yeah, son. Yo, nigga. So it's me, Uncle Jack, Vic, and Travis. That's it. I'm a scrub, so I'm touching this nigga. And me and this nigga talking shit back and forth. Yo, nigga. These niggas called this nigga's homeboys. Yo, they called their fucking homeboys, yo. Yeah, son. These niggas wanted to get us.
How long ago was this?
It was before my last fight, so probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
So this is in Vero?
It's before. Nah, this was in Orlando. This is okay. Before he fought Charlo when he got knocked out. He got mad at me because I told him, I was like, yo, nigga, I don't think you're ready for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was being straight up, like, yo, nigga, like you nice, nigga, but yo, that nigga's a monster. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Knocked down 45 seconds.
So when you would go spar these guys, were you training for a specific fight too, or would these guys contact you and say, hey, we'll give you this amount of money to come spar our guy?
Both. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I need to work, boom, I call this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he's fighting a southpaw, boom, call me. I'm a girl. You know what I'm saying? I need you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was, like, the average, like, somebody would pay you if you're cool sharing that? Like, if somebody was like, hey, we got a pro fight coming up. Can you come give us, I don't know, three rounds?
There's no three rounds.
Or six.
It varies on who the guy is, yo. Sometimes you get fucking 1,200. Sometimes you get 2,000. You know what I'm saying?
Per round or for the whole thing?
No, for the week.
For the week?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and a lot of times, they call me up. I'm the better southpaw, so he fucking send everybody home. Like, yo, my first time with Andre Ward, nigga, like, it was just me and him. It was just me and Dre.
And that's what they paid you a week, about $2,000 to spar with Andre Ward?
Yeah, it was just me and him, yo.
Wow.
Yo, but you learn a lot, because, yo, Dre's nice. Dre's different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's different.
He's a big name guy.
He's different, yo. Dre's very, very good. Very, very good, yo.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm about halfway through the questions I wanted to ask you. Do you want to take a break? All right, let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do it.
Does your windshield have a crack? Trust SafeLight. This customer had auto glass damage, but he was busy working from home. So he scheduled with SafeLight in just a few clicks. We came to his house. Then we got to work. We replaced his windshield and installed new wipers to protect his new glass.
That's good, though.
Finished his meeting. Let SafeLight come to you.
It's like great. SafeLight
hat. Thank you. My pleasure. That's service on your time. Schedule now.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight
Replace. Oh, yo, nigga, I got to tell the story, yo. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, we're good. We're recording.
Yo, Tava.
Yo.
You know you're my brother, nigga. Yo, son.
Yo.
I box with a lot of motherfuckers, yo, right? Yo, nigga, we drove to Tampa to fucking box you, nigga. And, yo, I have never in my life, seen my father give me water and do the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yo, talk about.
Yo, Antonio. Yo, Antonio. Yo, Antonio. Yo, Antonio.
Yo, Antonio. That nigga did that shit and I said like this. Hey, Antonio, I said like this. That nigga's punching. Hey, I said, yo, that nigga's punching that hard? Yo, Tava. Yo, that's nobody knows that, nigga. That's me and him. Yo, Tava, that nigga gave me the water, nigga. And that nigga did. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I looked at him. I'm like this. Nigga, are you okay? He was like this. Be careful. I'm like, yo.
Hey, you know, I told him, I said, I was drunk once.
Ah, you ain't say my name, though, nigga. You ain't say my name. I was waiting for it. Hey. Yo, I'm going to tell you the funniest shit, though. Yo, Antonio.
I said I would drop once in practice.
Yo, Antonio, I'm going to tell you the funniest shit, though, nigga. Yo, the next day, my girlfriend worked with Dr. B, and she said, honey, I just want to tell you, be careful. I said, why? She said, I heard him in the office with Dr. B. He's coming to fuck you up. What's up, baby?
And sometimes, bro, it happens like that.
My nigga.
Sometimes, if you in there, you just in there in the mix, bro.
Hey, it's boxing.
You might run into something.
Hey, it's boxing, my nigga.
It's boxing.
Yo, I got dropped by this fucking kid who was a Marine amateur. This nigga hit me. Boom. Yo, my knees buckled and my glove touched the ground. And I said, oh, shit. Yo, I beat the shit out of him for the next three rounds. But, yo, I don't remember nothing after that, yo.
Damn.
Nigga, yo, it happens, yo.
Bruh, when I remember that shit, bruh, you hit me. I'm down here to the right, and I'm coming up, and you coming down. And that shit, look, I didn't feel it or nothing. But it hit my chin.
Like this.
And I guess those whiskers touched.
Hey.
And I was just floating down.
Bingo. Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you the crazy shit right now. So my man doing this podcast right now, and we shouting out fucking, we bigging up Mr. Chambers. You know, Mr. Chambers was in my corner that day. Yeah, yeah. So we're giving him a shout out, yo.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, I went to go. Box this nigga son. Nigga said, "Step on the scale, Junior." I said, "Nigga." He said, "That nigga about 177 pounds." Nah, you not boxing my son. That nigga said, "That nigga ain't boxing my son. That nigga 170." I said, "Antonio, I'm getting ready for a fight. I'm not 170." He said, "So step on the scale." I said, "Nah, nigga, I can't do it."
Hey,
it's not gonna lie to me because I ain't getting on it.
How you been, man?
Everything's good, my brother. Everything is love, man. We sitting here,
Hello, man.
Yes, I'm gonna send my love to everybody, yo. I just got off the phone with Fat Boy because, yo, my man asked me, he was like, yo, at all the world champions you sparred, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, nigga, Lonnie Bradley whooped my ass every time we sparred.
Lenny Bradley was a beast.
Tarver, he whooped my ass every time we sparred.
Damn.
Yo, I couldn't do nothing with him, yo. Nigga, I started getting better like 4 weeks in. But yo, nigga. Like for real? Yo, Antonio.
You're trying to get up out of there after 4 weeks.
Nah, nigga. Yo, the first 3 weeks, nigga, I was like this. Fuck, nigga, tomorrow's Wednesday. Fuck. I gotta box this nigga. Yo, Tava. After 3 or 4 weeks, nigga, I start getting better. But yo, nigga. Yo, 10-9. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I could not figure this nigga out, son.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, but
he had the rhythm of something. He had the rhythm of time.
He did, yo. He did, man. Hey, I got better, and he helped me a lot.
That's good, man. Yeah, you get a guy like that.
Yo, that nigga helped me a lot.
It's gonna make you work,
yeah. My nigga, hey, love, brother. You know it.
Hey, where you at, man?
I'm in Vero, nigga. I'm sitting here doing a podcast. My homeboy called me up, nigga. I said, I gotta call this nigga real quick. Cause yo, Antonio, you know I love you, right?
I love you too.
Hey, that nigga said like this. I seen the thing, nigga said like this. I ain't never been knocked down. I said like this. I ain't gonna do my brother like that. I ain't gonna. Nah, you did, nigga. You did. You said it a while ago. Hey, I love you. I said like this. Look, that's my brother. I ain't gonna be no faggot. I said, I ain't gonna be no faggot.
Hey, Junior, already told him I got dropped.
Nah, I know, nigga, but you ain't. Nah, Tarver, I would never do that, brother. Brother. Tava, Antonio, that ain't my style.
Huh?
That ain't my style, brother.
I feel you,
boy. Hey, you my family. One, two, that ain't my style. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I could easily say who it
was. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. Ain't no point in that, nigga.
But
you know what I'm saying? Nah, hey.
If it ever come up, look.
I'm gonna tell you when it matters. When I come over there and I look at you and I shake your hand and you give me the extra squeeze like this. Hey, Antonio! That nigga said like this. Junior, get on the scale.
Well, I'm glad they had a goddamn social media back then.
Yeah, nigga, like this.
What?
Nah, nigga, we ain't recording that shit, nigga. And if we do, nigga, we ain't no fucking bitch ass niggas posting that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's that bitch ass shit, nigga. I see them niggas do that shit.
I'ma pull up on you, nigga.
Nigga, anytime, nigga. You know that, nigga. You already know. Send my love to your son, man. You know what I'm saying? Honey, nigga, I'm same spot, baby.
Same spot. All right, that
part. All right, my brother. I'll talk to you.
Say hello, my guy.
Likewise, baby. Tell Junior I said what up. All right, baby.
I will, my guy.
Peace.
Bro, you just had Antonio Tarver
on
the kennel.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah. He beat Roy Jones Jr., bro.
Yeah, nigga.
He ended Roy Jones Jr. career.
Did you hear our conversation?
Yeah.
I threw one and it hit him.
Bing.
Yo, nigga. Yeah. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? I would never put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Ever, ever, ever. Ever. And like he finally talked about it. And yo, my girl was dating, my girl who I was dating at the time worked at Dr. Benjamin's office. And she seen, she heard these niggas talking in Dr. B's office. And this nigga was like this. That nigga got me. I'm fucking that nigga up.
Bro, we've been recording this whole time. Is it cool? Is
100%, it? That's love, nigga.
Dude,
that's love.
I can't believe I just had Antonio Tarver on my podcast too. He was in Rocky, the movie.
Yeah, that's my brother, nigga.
Bro, you gotta like, you have so many connections.
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah.
We could make this podcast blow up, dude. That's like, imagine brother, if I went and interviewed him in person too. Oh my god, I can't believe you just had him on the podcast.
I'm trying to get fucking Clarence on the fucking line.
That is fucking crazy, dude.
Bones Adams.
Oh my god.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, it was my motherfucking niggas, yo.
Bro, you got the connects. You know, like, all these, like, famous ass people.
Yeah. Hey, see, when it's family, nigga's different. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Pops trained him for a very, very long time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he became my friend. He became my fucking brother. You know what I'm saying?
James, that was huge. Yeah. Like, we went to a commercial break. I went pissed. I come back, I hit record, and next thing I know, you're on the phone with Antonio Tarver.
Nigga, I call that nigga fucking twice like this. I text him. I know you fucking see me calling you. I know you fucking see me calling you, nigga.
Oh, fucking my bastard. God. James, bro, you're so good at this, bro. Like, we got to do this again. This can't be a one-time thing.
Hold on, nigga.
There's no way this can be a one-time thing.
I don't think this dick's number's gonna pick up.
Who are you calling now?
Fucking Bones Adams.
Oh
you
my
know
god.
Who Bones Adams is?
Not off the top of my head. I obviously know who Antonio Tarver is. Dude, this is nuts. Just keep it rolling. Keep calling people.
Hello? Clarence. What? This ain't fucking Clarence. Who's this nigga?
That boy sounded like he was going through some shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Bro, let's hit another commercial break. I gotta recover from that last one.
Yeah. Okay. I called the rope.
Antonio Tarver was on the kennel and he probably doesn't even know it. This is awesome.
Nah, I told him I was on the podcast.
This is awesome.
I told him I was on the podcast. Hold on.
I'm like a little fanboy over here fucking. Yeah, brother.
Does your windshield have a crack? Trust Safelite. This customer had auto glass damage, but he was busy working from home. So he scheduled with Safelite in just a few clicks. We came to his house. Then we got to work. We replaced his windshield and installed new wipers to protect his new glass. While he finished his meeting, let Safelite come to you.
Looks great. Thank you.
My pleasure. That's service on your time. Schedule now.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Because we just... Tell me when you're ready. JW! We just got the phone with Antonio. That nigga came clean.
Came clean about what?
About the knockdown, nigga.
Oh.
Hey, well, listen, let me ask you a question. Because I told Antonio, I said, yo, we drove to Tampa. And I said, yo, as many world champions as I box with, I have never in my life seen my dad give me water and go, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. What was that about?
Say that again.
I said, I have never in my life, when my dad gave me water, as I'm about to go, like, spar, I have never seen my dad go, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And you did that shit the day that Antonio and I had boxed the first time. And I was like this. Dad, I said like this. That nigga's punching like that?
Yo, Pops,
I see you do the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I said like this. Oh, shit, nigga.
That's what
you're
coming for, man.
Yeah, because we on the podcast right now, yo. And we just had Antonio. We on the podcast, nigga. You on the podcast right now, yo. And we just had Antonio on the line. He said,
"And you using the word nigga like that on the podcast, man."
Dad, you know how I fucking talk. It's a podcast.
You on the podcast, man.
Dad, we can talk. We can talk how we want. Nobody knows I'm like, is nobody. Cool, everybody knows I'm not saying nigga like that, yo.
Well,
Dad.
No, I ain't saying nothing.
Dad, you my nigga. I love you to death, and you know that. Like, come on. People know when people are using that word, like, inappropriately, and we're not. I know, but Dad, people know when people are using that inappropriately, and we're not.
Son, Dad, you're missing the point.
I know the
you
point.
You never know who's listening to the podcast.
Yes, but people say fucking suck my on the podcast. I'm not saying that.
So who cares what people do? Oh. People are not you.
Yes, sir.
That's the difference. Hey, there's a I'll time and place for everything.
All right. Hey, why you do that?
I know how he punches.
Jesus, hey, you know who punched me the fucking hardest out of everybody?
Who?
Fucking Louis Azeal.
Oh, shit. He was punching everybody, though.
Yo, this nigga hit me with an uppercut. Yo, I went back to the corner. My dad gave me water. I was stomping my feet. And my dad was like, what the fuck are you doing? I said, nigga, I can't feel my toes. He's like this. Well, move your fucking head. Hey, I told him Lonnie Bradley used to whoop my ass every day.
Did you speak to Lonnie?
Nah. You got his number?
What's that?
You have his number?
Nah, I don't have his number.
Nah, I don't have his number, yo.
Lonnie. I spoke to Lonnie in years.
Yeah,
man.
I don't have his number, yo. I hated boxing this nigga, yo. But, yo, he got me better. 100% he got me better, yo.
Oh, fuck. Got you.
Yeah.
Can I say something to your dad real quick?
Oh, hey, hold on. He wants to talk to you because he's talked to you like several times. Hold on.
Mr. McGirt.
How you doing?
Hey, it's K-9. I don't know if you remember me. I'm Pete's son. I seen you at the mall a couple months ago. I came up to you. I had the little boy with me. I used to train at Dats Gym. I seen you a couple times. Yeah. I went up to you.
Yeah, I'm up here.
Yes, sir. I started a podcast a couple months ago, and, you know, I'm trying to build it up. So, you know, I've known you, and I've known James for a long time, and James is still local to Vero as of right now. So I wanted to get James on the podcast. I really appreciate you coming on and speaking through the phone and everything, man. I told James you've been nothing but good to me, and, you know, you're just a great dude all around from what I've seen, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, I love watching the fighters you train and everything like that, man. I follow you on ESPN and everything like that and on Instagram. So I just appreciate, you know, giving your time out of your day.
No problem. My pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. I hope you have a good day. Have a blessed day.
Hey, Dad.
Thank you.
Dad.
Yo.
Before I let you go, I'm going to tell a funny story about my dad.
Yo. Oh, man.
Yo. Hold on. I'm sorry, I'm not drinking, but it's funny. Hey, me and my dad go to the Hard Rock to watch some fights, and this motherfucker does not want to walk to the car. So, it's not a Chinaman, but it's a little guy who gets on the bike and you get in the back, right? And rides you to your car. Yo, I'm not training, but I'm like 215. And my dad's probably 280. The motherfucker couldn't ride the bike.
Bye, James.
Yo, he couldn't ride the bike. He ain't gonna pull me. This
commercial.
This nigga could not. Yo, he could not ride the bike.
Commercial,
son. He could. Yo, I watched this nigga stand up to go, yo, son, like this. Yo, and the bike wasn't going nowhere.
Commercial. I'm fucking crying, yes. Dude.
Does your windshield have a crack? Trust SafeLight. This customer had auto glass damage, but he was busy working from home. So he scheduled with SafeLight in just a few clicks. We came to his house. Then we got to work. We replaced his windshield and installed new wipers to protect his new glass. While he finished his meeting, let SafeLight come to you.
Looks great. Thank you.
My pleasure. That's service on your time. Schedule now.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Oh, you know, Tarver came clean.
Came clean about what?
Like this. And like I said, yeah, I was dropped one time in sparring. Yo, Drizzy.
Yeah, you dropped me.
Like this.
Yo. Yo.
Yeah,
but he didn't say my name, though. I respected him. It's my brother.
That's dope.
Nah, nah. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Never in life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo, nigga.
Yeah.
We got Andre Durell on the fucking line. This is my fucking brother. Let's I told go. This nigga. Yo, let's this go. Nigga is, like, for real, this nigga's the best nigga I've been in the ring with. I've been with Andre Ward. Andre Ward was just smart. But, yo, athletic, this nigga. Yo, this nigga Sam Watson had this nigga hating me. Yo, Sam Watson had you hating me, motherfucker. You fucking hated me, nigga. You did not like me. Keep it funky, nigga. You didn't like me the fucking first. You didn't fucking like me, nigga. You didn't like me the first week.
Why? Can you talk about when you kept hitting me in my nose?
Then you kept hitting me in my rib, motherfucker. Yo.
Listen. I don't know what you thought, but nigga, I always had love for you.
No. Hey, brother. You know what I mean. Hey, respectfully, you know what I mean. Yeah, yo, nigga. This nigga, yo, son. The most athletic nigga that I've been in the ring with. And yo, nigga, for some reason, hey, my jab kept hitting him. But yo, this fucking asshole hits me in the back of my fucking back. Yo, this nigga breaks my rib. Like, for real shit. I broke this nigga's nose, and this nigga broke my rib. Yo, son, this nigga comes in the sparring with the shield mask on. And this nigga breaks my rib. And I tell this nigga like this.
I got tired you hitting me in my nose.
Yo, son, the fuck was I gonna do, nigga? This nigga, yo, son.
This is wild.
I'm literally trying to figure out even today how you kept hitting me with that jab, but I swear I couldn't.
Yo.
The only way I could figure it out is if I watched the film. That's the only way, and I ain't never seen it.
Yo, the fastest nigga in the... Yo, son, I will throw a 3-4-8 punch combination. I couldn't touch this nigga. Hey, I threw a jab. I hit that nigga right in his shit. Bing! And yo, this nigga threw a left hook to my rib. I said like this, yo, I am not a bitch ass nigga. I said like this. I said,
my nigga, my nigga.
Dude, this is awesome. I can't believe Bobby's using my podcast.
My homeboy in my town, this nigga hit me up to come over here and fuck. I'm trying to get Riddick on the phone. He's fucking funny ass. I have my dad on the line. Yo, before I let you go. I sparred with 1 million world champions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Pops gives me water, and as he's stepping down the steps, this nigga goes, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I'm like this, what? Yo, Drizzy, like this.
Yeah.
Like this. He's punching that hard? Yo, talk about Tarva. Yo, Drizzy, that nigga said, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I looked at him like this. Nigga, what you got me into?
Damn,
yeah.
Damn, my nigga.
Hey, my brother, nigga. Hey, nothing but love. You know it. Hey,
nothing but,
Sam Watson. I looked at him like this. You know I'm here by myself, right?
Oh, my God.
My brother, always, nigga, love.
100.
Yes, sir.
100%.
100%, my brother. I'll talk to you later, baby. Easy. A fucking nigga, Andre Durell.
Dude. That's like three former world champions you got on my podcast in the matter of an hour.
My brother. Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh, my God, dude. This is nuts. I hope this podcast blows up. This is unreal. Wow.
Yeah, yo, son. Me and that nigga, yo.
Yo, son, we went at it, nigga. Yo, this nigga broke my rib. Like the fucking first day, nigga. Yo, I was out of shape, nigga. I haven't been in the fucking ring with like a fucking boxer in fucking months. And this nigga was fucking coming back after his fucking like Super 6 injury, yo. And they called me up. And I was like, yo, my girl, he needs sparring for Southport. Alright. Yo, nigga, I've been out the ring so long that my sparring gloves, the nigga's like this. You're not sparring with those, are you? That's all I got. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yo, nigga, I'm a righty, but I fight southpaw. So my jab is my best punch. And yo, I kept timing them. Yo, nigga, I throw 6 punch combinations. Could not fucking... I couldn't hit the wind. You know what I'm saying? But that jab straight, just fucking kept hitting him. Yeah.
James, this has been phenomenal. I owe you big time.
I told you that, nigga.
I mean, I don't even think these guys that you called know that they're on this podcast. I mean, you did tell them, but...
They don't have to, nigga.
Yeah, this is...
That was my family, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
This is phenomenal. I've had so many world champions on this podcast. This is nuts.
My fucking family.
This is so cool.
My family, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is so fucking cool.
I wouldn't call anybody if they wasn't my people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Big Daddy Bo.
Hey, I'm trying to get him. We're
trying to get Big Daddy Bo. All
right. Yeah. Yeah, that nigga, he's a fuck. Yo, son, I think he's a funny motherfucker.
We're trying to get Big Daddy Bo to come in person because you know he's close with my dad. My dad's trying to get him here. We're about an hour in. Do you want to run a couple more questions? You want to call it?
You can do it.
All right. Let's after all that, let me ask you a couple more questions before we get out of here. And we'll end on this. To you, who is the GOAT of boxing?
Walker Smith.
Walker Smith of all time.
Yeah.
I'm talking present, past. Yeah. Walker Smith.
Yeah. You know who Walker Smith is?
Oh, man. To be honest with you, that name doesn't ring a bell to me. I was expecting to hear like Ali or...
Doesn't ring a bell to anybody.
Walker Smith is your GOAT. Best boxer of all time.
That's every boxer who's a boxer who knows anything about boxing. Walker Smith.
Walker Smith. So now I got to go back and watch some Walker Smith fights.
Yep.
All right. Who is the best boxer currently? I don't know if you follow boxing anymore.
Oh, man.
But who's the best right now? If you could give them the status of being the best current boxer, who would it be?
So, beast mode, boxing, everything, like the full package, is fucking Crawford.
Crawford, yeah.
Future, Shakur.
Stevenson, I love him.
Shakur's that nigga. Like, shout out to you, Shakur, you know what I'm saying? Like, props to you. Yo, Shakur, that nigga's nice.
Okay, so here's a deep question. Uh-huh. Do you think Shakur Stevenson could beat Gervonta Tank Davis if they went toe-to-toe?
Oh, man. Tank wouldn't touch him.
You think? You think he could take Tank?
Absolutely.
Wow.
One, Tank is too small. Two, he's not going to touch him.
Wow.
Yo.
That's big.
He's not going to touch him.
Because to me, I think Tank might be one of the best pound-for-pound boxers right now.
It would be a boring fight.
It would be phenomenal.
Hey, it would be a boring fight for the world. But for... boxing people, he's not going to touch them.
Wow.
At all.
You think there's anybody out there that could even give Crawford a fight? Let's go back to Crawford for a second.
I mean, it depends on like how far we're going.
Because, I mean, Spence didn't even... It wasn't even a good fight. You think Canelo could beat Bud?
I don't think so. I think, yo, that nigga's special.
I love Bud.
Yo, he's special, yo. And, yo, that nigga's strong.
He is.
Yo, like for real, yo, that nigga's strong, yo. Yo, and people don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that nigga's strong. Yo, that nigga's a wrestler. Yeah. Yo. Nah, for real, I'm going to tell you. Yo, nigga. Yo, I'm the youngest out of all my cousins. Like, yo, I'm a monster. But yo, nigga, against my cousins, nigga, I'm 0-6,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My cousins was them niggas growing up, yo. Like, yo, nigga, them niggas used to fuck. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do shit, yo. So when I came here for college, like this. Nigga, you ain't Wesley. You ain't Mo. You ain't Cuffy. I'll fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, well, before we get out of here... I know UFC wasn't as big back in the day. I don't know if you follow it too much now, because right now it seems like it's more popular than boxing in America.
Everybody is. You know why? And I hate to say this right now. this is reality of life. Like, we live in a fucking, like my mom's white. I understand this. But we live in white America, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, real shit. We live in white America, you know what I'm saying?
And plus, you gotta put it in perspective. It is, they wrestle, you know, there's more to it than just the...
I live in white America. Let's keep it funky. Eminem's dope. Hey, look. Eminem's dope. Diamond? No. No disrespect to Eminem. Because he will fucking murder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Diamond? No.
Who's the best rapper ever?
Oh, man. Don't do that. Ever?
Ever.
Nigga, I love Slick Rick, nigga. Nobody fucking with Slick Rick, nigga.
Damn, Slick Rick's the best rapper ever?
To me.
Better than Pac? Big?
To me.
And you're a New York dude.
To me.
Wow.
And he's a London nigga. And wow, nobody knows dude. That. Slick wow. Rick the Ruler. NMC Ricky. What? Nigga, Slick Rick the Ruler. What?
Oh, man.
To me. Hey, now, nigga. Yo, Weezy. Ain't nobody fucking with Weezy. Yeah, let's Weezy. Be real. Let's be real.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's my goat.
Weezy's dope. Weezy's yeah. that nigga. But yo, like, come on. White yeah. America's big.
I hear you.
Hey, Eminem went diamond. White America.
Okay.
Hey, UFC? White
America. All right. We went off topic for a second, so but good. I wanted to ask you, who do you think, as of right now, who's your favorite UFC guy? Who's somebody that you like to watch before we get out of here? Just give me a UFC guy for my UFC fans that listen to the podcast.
Man, honestly, yo, I don't fuck with none of them niggas, yo.
None of them?
Nah, you know why?
Cause even McGregor? You never like McGregor?
Fuck Conor. The punk.
You think you could take Conor?
I'd knock Conor the fuck out. Oh. In boxing?
Boxing, yeah. Straight boxing.
I would beat the shit out of Conor. Absolutely. Are you serious?
No, I'm just asking. Like, this is getting me hype. Like, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, we'll give you $1 million to do a celebrity match with Conor McGregor, you would do it?
I will beat the dog shit out of Conor. Conor wouldn't take that. Stop it. Boxing?
Boxing. Yeah, boxing only.
Nigga, I will fucking kill Conor McGregor.
No, yeah, if I was betting on it, I'd put my money on you, no doubt.
No, there's no betting. He's not going to make it past fucking 6 rounds. I'll beat the shit out of him. Let's not have this conversation. Let's not. No, please don't.
No.
But nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, we live in that world, yo. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, yo, white America's big, yo. UFC's dope. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Eminem is dope. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is because of fucking white America. Let's be real.
What about the BKFC? Have you watched any of the fights?
Yeah, they're crazy.
You like that?
I love watching it. I'm never doing it. They offered me a couple times. I'll never do it.
What about Dat? Have you watched any of Dat's fights?
Of course. He's stupid.
Dat's our boy. That's we my love brother. Dat. Shout out Dat, Wynn. We love you.
Dat Nguyen, I love you. You know that. I kill niggas for you. Well, he's stupid.
That is intense, dude. I've been to a couple of the fights. It's crazy.
Yo, stupid.
It's Yo, crazy.
Stupid.
We love you, Dat.
Yo, stupid.
It is some crazy he's intense stupid. Shit.
You're not going to pay me the punches as hard as I am, hard as I can. With no gloves, no nothing, and you're not paying me $5 million.
Yeah.
Because, yo, nigga, if I crack you on top of your head, nigga, now my shit's over with.
If someone offered you $5 million for a BKFC fight, would you do it?
Absolutely.
If the money's right, you would do it for BKFC? Absolutely.
$5 million? Nigga, I'll knock my mom out for $5 million.
What about, let's be realistic. Let's say $100,000 cash, someone yeah. said, for a BKFC uh-huh. fight.
Uh-uh.
I feel you.
Nigga, I spent $100,000 in a summer. Okay. $100,000.
Million?
Nah, not even a million.
$5 million.
Probably.
$5 million, that's like the... Yeah. You'll be a headliner BKFC. Yeah.
Just because, yo, nigga, a million? Yo, we punch really, really hard. UFC fighters, hey, I love y'all. But y'all not punching. You know what I'm saying? Y'all right. not punching. Nigga, we're punching. With no gloves, no nothing. It would have shattered after the first fight. It's over.
Hey, well, if this goes viral and BKFC hears this, just know James said $5 million.
$5 million.
Hit him up.
All day long, nigga. Niggas ain't fuck with me. Get the fuck out of here. F41. Beat the shit out of all of them. Absolutely.
Oh, James, I'd be trash. So fire to see you on BKFC, trash. Bro. Get I know, but it would be so here. Fire to see niggas you out there. Trash. Oh, man. All right, James. You want to give a shout out to anybody? I mean, before we go, anybody you want to shout out?
I just want to shout out, yo, everybody who knows me, yo, love, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Nigga, if you know me, I'll fuck with you, nigga, love. If not, whatever it is, what it is, yo, pops. My nigga, JW! Yo, for real, the nigga got on the bike and couldn't fucking move.
Dude, you know what's so funny? I told my wife before you came, I'm like, listen, I got an important interview. I got James coming over. She knows you. I call you James. James McGirt Jr. coming over. She's like, let me tell you something. I compare this interview. I haven't even heard it yet. You haven't done it yet. I compare this interview that's going to happen to Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp. 100%. She's like, you're going to ask him a serious question like, what was your favorite fight? And then he's just going to go off on another level, and this thing is going to be phenomenal.
Can I tell you the truth, though, right now? You know who Walker Smith is?
I didn't know who Walker Smith is. I know Walker I sound like Smith an idiot. Is
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
That's his real name, though.
I didn't know that.
So Sugar Ray Robinson went to a fight, and Walker Smith got called up. He wasn't there. And they called him because he was next. Kept the name Ray Robinson.
Wow.
Yes, you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Because when you told me Walker Smith, I'm like, dude, I know boxing pretty well. I don't never heard of this dude.
That nigga.
Of course, I've heard of Sugar, man.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Hey, it's Walker Smith.
The GOAT.
100%. Hands down. Hey, hands down. Nobody's fucking with him.
All right, y'all.
Hey, love, baby.
James, thanks again for coming on the podcast. I owe you a million, man.
Nah, nigga, love.
This has been phenomenal. I did not expect any of this to happen. Love. All these people that called in, this has been great. This is going to go down in history.
My brother, we're good.
I love you, bro. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir.
One love. Oh.